I've just finished the Helvetic Republic, complete with Federal Cross, an enormous bust to put on a fountain in La Tour de Paix. Everyone's delighted with the result. She's magnificent. The bust is both striking and powerful, assertive, direct, great, generous, good, and smiling. She faces the mountains, her head held high.
That was how Gustave Courbet described this bust in a letter to his friend and art critic, Jules Castagnari, dated February 15, 1875. The artist donated the bust to La Tour de Paix as a gesture of thanks for the town's hospitality. Sentenced to exile by the French state, Courbet spent the last 4 years of his life there. Courbet's original idea was to sculpt an allegory of Switzerland, but the municipality was keen to avoid any political overtones, as Courbet put it. So he changed the Federal Cross into a star and the title Helvetica to Liberty, thus making the bust into an allegory of freedom. The work held special significance for Courbet, since he himself was not free to return home. His accompanying word of explanation amounted to a spirited defence of freedom.
Liberty is the shared heritage of all mankind. It is not the preserve of any one country, but can be found in all, provided only that artistic genius is given free rein, unhindered by concerns that have nothing to do with the artist's message. The figure I have sent you does not belong to any particular station, expressing only one set of traditions, aspirations, resentments, or prejudices. Rather, she belongs to society as a whole. She is neither threatening nor hateful. I believe that the overall feeling she conveys is not only one of greatness, but also one of goodness. And indeed, my liberty is good too, above all else. Unlike the current personifications of Switzerland, her head wears no laurel wreath. Indeed, in my opinion, the happiness of a nation need not rely on victory in war.
The monument was officially inaugurated on Sunday, August 15th, 1875, in the presence of the artist. The different stages of Courbet's work can be seen in the municipal archives, where the plaster molds of the bust are preserved.